Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Rangers Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. Well, as it currently stands, this show hasn't gone into a bunker just yet. And as always, I'm joined by my main man, David Edgar, from the Heart and Hand podcast. And you can always catch David at Ibrox Rocks. David, so much for us to get into tonight. Actually, even a game for us to look at. One of the last games played feels absolutely ancient now. But more importantly, are you and everyone well, my friend?
Yes, I can't complain so far, Charlie. Nothing health-wise affecting me and my family, which, as you say, is by far and away the most important thing at the moment. And best wishes to everyone who is affected by this. The world is affected by this. Mm. All of us, our lives are different because of it. And I think that there's a real sense of community flying about, not only in the football world, but I think just in general, because I think we all understand that we'll get through this, but we'll get through it together.
Yeah, absolutely. That sense of coming together, community, as you said, and David, it may sound silly, but even doing the fan shows, you know, how many months have me and you been doing this? We went to prime time and the other guys I speak to on the other fan shows, a couple I've even spoke to and join me every week like you do, suffering themselves, having to go in self-isolation, sort of hitting home when you know someone in that. That's why I'm glad you and family are well tonight. And it does seem a bit trivial to talk about football, but it's why we're here, David, even though we're really absolutely missing it. And let's get into last week's game before we look at the pandemic at the minute and that situation. One of the only games to actually be played in front of a crowd, a packed Ibrox. Not many of the games that night were actually empty and played behind closed doors. What did you think of the game, David?
Sometimes you've just got to hold your hand up, Charlie, and admit you ran into a better side. And that's what happened against Red Bull. I told you the other week that I watched, Bayer, I watched Chelsea against Red Bull. And I thought, well, we're about to play a team as good as them, and they were. They were dynamite. They were an excellent side, solid at the back, great defender, a guy called Jonathan Tah, who's a real quality operator, German international. And then they had explosive pace on the wings, like ridiculous pace on the wings. And it was a tough night for Rangers. I think, and the manager said this himself, that we gave them too much respect in the first half, where it was quite clear Rangers were trying to contain them and maybe trying to hit them on the break. But I think we just allowed them to get comfortable, knock the ball about. Even so, I think we'd kind of weathered the early storm when we lost a goal to a penalty. First-time VAR had been used at Ibrox, and of course, it would go against us. It kind of feels like that was bound to happen, but no complaints. It was a penalty. It was a handball. VAR spotted it. No complaints from anyone connected with Rangers. The excellent young player Havertz, who's a real talent, he put it away. And into the second half, they got their second. Again, you know, Rangers maybe failed to clear our lines, but it was still such a top quality finish from Aringis, their Chilean midfielder. Looked a long way back, but we dragged ourselves back into it. George Edmondson, great header from a corner, and I thought, hey, it's
redemption.
Braga, Mark II, yeah, here we go. We just need to give teams a two-goal start. But then they scored a third of real quality. Leon Bailey, the Jamaican player. What a talent he is, by the way. He is heading to the Premiership at some point. So if you haven't heard of him, folks, Leon Bailey, an absolute rocket. stupid pace. You know, just he turns on the afterburners and you're like, whoa. But add that to control and great on the ball, he is going to be some player. And as I say, you know, I thought that the Rangers, out of form for a few months, as we know, and struggling with injuries, I think that the team, the one regret they might have is, you know, maybe we were a wee bit too respectful. I thought in the second half when we went to two up front and made it a more, if you like, British tie, had a go, realised that, yeah, we can worry about what they can do, is, but we need to get stuck in. I thought Rangers looked better. But as I say, Charlie, sometimes you've just got to say, do you know what? They're better than us. And Bayer Leverkusen are. And had this been a normal season, I think I'd be looking seriously at them as potential winners of the Europa League. Who knows if we'll ever get to that stage, of course.
Yeah, well, kind of my next question, will we ever see that second leg? I know, very humble and honest as you always are, David, a tip of the hat to Leverkusen, but it just felt so annoying. Obviously, we know how good they can be, but, you know, it was just a kind of a more of a big blow, you know, being two Dan rather than one Dan, conceding that third from Bailey 2 minutes before the end, not seeing it out. I don't know if it was just a little bit of a lapse in error, concentration, a bit of naivety, but at 2-1, even, you know, with Leverkusen having that lead, you're in the tie, aren't you?
Absolutely. I thought, you know, the third goal was the killer in terms of the tie. Look, it would have been a huge ask to go over there, but going over there and maybe, you know, scoring two goals is possible. Scoring three looks a heck of an ask. Again, it was just that quality. If you make a mistake at this level against opposition like this, they punish you. And Rangers found that out. You know, the defence hasn't been at its best lately. I did think Conor Goldson played well. For George Edmondson, it's been a big step up. And, you know, he made a couple of errors, but he has acquitted himself really well in the last couple of rounds. So this will be great experience for him. He's only 21, and to have played at this level already, I think, is fantastic. But, yeah, I think that it is just that thing of a side who weren't full of confidence going up against a side that there was a little bit of dare I say, fear in the first half from Rangers. And I thought that rather than us really stuffing, making it difficult for Bayer to break us down, we maybe actually affected our own play a little bit too much, and the team seemed inhibited. But you could see they were very conscious of staying in their shape, and it really, once they came out and they started going for it, that we showed actually, you know, we can get through them. You know, we can make chances, we can have opportunities against them. And that, of course, rallies the crowd, and then suddenly the atmosphere was great. Again, nothing happened in a vacuum, and I'd have been interested to see how a Rangers team in top form would have done against Bayer. I think we would have given them a much better game than we ended up doing. But that's football. You know, it's the course of a season. You're going to have periods where you're up, periods where you're down, and it's about whether or not you can get through them on those occasions. And they're the best side we've faced in the Europa League this season. There's no disgrace, I think, if we end up going out to them, as looks likely at this point, let's be honest. But there was a realisation from the fans. I did notice this. Rangers fans can be very demanding, as we've spoken about plenty on the show. But at the end, you know, the fans, there was, you know, big applause for the players. And I think there was a realisation of, yeah, OK, we lost tonight, but we're here. We're at that stage. You know, we didn't expect... We started our season in July in the first qualifying round, the very first qualifying round of the Europa League, and here we are in the last 16. So I think there was an appreciation of what the players had achieved. I do wonder, though, Charlie, if the fact that we did start our season so early has had an effect, because some of the players looked out on their feet, and it was, you know... Rangers have had a kind of normal length season already, and you could see that some of the players look as though they're running on the smell of an oily rag at this point.
Yeah, and maybe in a weird, twisted way, could this break actually help Rangers when we come back? We're going to be talking about the title and them coming back. But I wanted to quickly ask, just on that Leverkusen game, David, because I was across your social media before the game. I saw a certain tweet saying, no Hadji. You wasn't pleased maybe about the lineup selection.
No, I was deeply unimpressed by that. You know my feelings on him.
I did, and it made me chuckle.
The thing is, Charlie, when you're coming up against a team who are better technically than you, and they are, right? You know, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You come up against a side who are better technically than you. I thought leaving out our or one of our best technical players was a mistake, because here was a guy who I felt had the quality to hurt them and had the quality to retain the ball. And I think he came on and he changed the game in the second half. Again, you know, Leverkusen fans, I'm sure, would point and say, yeah, but we were two up at that point, which is legitimate, right? But he did come on and change the game for Rangers. He played one pass through that no other Rangers player could make. An absolutely gorgeous defence splitting pass. And for me, it was an error. And I'm not saying, you know, he should play in every single match, but for me, in a European game especially, where you do get a bit more space and you do get a bit more time on the ball, to not have what I would consider one of our most creative players there, again, it's part of we wanted a wee bit more defensive structure in place in the first half. And again, I think that for the home leg, certainly, we worried slightly too much about what they were going to do and not enough about what we were going to do.
Yeah, and that was the killer. And now maybe that second tie out of reach. David, we're going to talk maybe what is happening with the Scottish Premiership, the Europa League. We are waiting for an announcement that could come this week. But me and David are staying until 9 o'clock to give you all of the Rangers chat. And you can join us still tonight. So tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Rangers Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, joined with my co-host David Egger from the Heart and Hand podcast. David, we were talking about Rangers in the Europa League, leg one, you know, in Scotland. Will we see that second leg in Germany? We're not sure. Let's quickly talk about the Scottish Premiership, because obviously an unprecedented week, an unusual week, David. How would the Scottish FA react into this in a minute? Because there's loads of noise. What's going on with the English Premier League, the EFL? But what is exactly going on in Scotland as well? And how are the Scottish FA reacting?
With unmitigated panic, because they are completely out of their depth.
A bit similar to down here, then.
Yeah, well, if you can imagine what you're going through in Scotland, we've got guys that genuinely I wouldn't have faith in their ability to flush a toilet correctly, and yet they are. They actually complained about a lack of guidance from UEFA, and I just thought, oh, the irony of the SFA complaining about a lack of leadership. Well, now you know how we all feel, guys. Yeah, look, it's a difficult situation. Straight away, you had Celtic, who announced a press conference, who kept a press conference for a game that wasn't going ahead. I mean, you know, it had been postponed at this point, the Old Firm match, but they had the press conference anyway, in which their manager got out, oh, we should get the title. And that's been, you know, full blown. You could see their PR machine go into operation about, oh, we should just get handed the title. And you get the feeling that the SFA, who are very much a kind of path of least resistance body, would prefer to just do that. But, of course, the complication comes, as it does in England and every other league, with, well, hang on a minute, we're not actually finished yet. And the league isn't done. It's not even like the way it is in England, where you say, well, you're just so far in front that it's guaranteed. And then you've got relegation, European places, all of those things to consider. An idea that's been floated unofficially out of the SFA is that they would award Celtic the title, but there would be no relegation. Mm. And that way Hearts would stay up and there would be no legal challenge. You can't do that. You can't say this part of the league is finished, but that
Absolutely.
Part of the league isn't. You know, you either make a decision or you don't. But I think one of the problems, Charlie, is for these football authorities, is that I don't think they've quite understood that there is unlikely to be a good option. The options are likely to be a case of picking the least bad one. That's what happens in crises. There's very rarely a lot of great, or maybe we can do this. And the other thing is, there will be no perfect solution that pleases everybody. It simply isn't going to happen. Like life itself here, with coronavirus, unfortunately, someone will suffer. Someone will lose out. That is what is going to happen. I didn't understand, apart from the fact that, obviously, as a Rangers fan, I think that Celtic have far too much influence in Scottish football at the moment. But I didn't understand the SFA and the SPFL's mad rush to make a decision, because we're at the very early stages of this and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how long this is going to last. For all we know, we could be here this time next year before we're starting up again, and we'll just play the last 3 months of the season in, what would have been the last 3 months of next season. We've no idea. So to rush to make a decision, I thought, did seem like it was premature. I thought it was based on trying to avoid any hassle, which is very SFA-like. And it was unnecessary. And, of course, UEFA have since come out and said, we're going to extend the season to June the 30th. Euros have put forward, we're going to try and finish the season somehow by hook or by crook. And to me, that seems sensible. And yeah, look, it's unlikely. I think we all suspect it's unlikely. But we can review it then. There is no need to make this decision now. And it was very difficult to escape the conclusion that the authorities' desperate rush to do so was because they know that the club that complains the loudest and has the most influence in terms of the media and whatnot in Scotland at the moment. We had a wonderful example of this, that Chris Sutton, who does a column for the Daily Mirror, but he also does one for their sister paper in Scotland, the Daily Record. In the English edition of that paper, he was saying, Liverpool can't just be awarded the title. His column in the Scottish one said Celtic should be awarded the title.
What a surprise.
So, yeah, clearly, you know, that Chris Sutton is a Celtic cheerleader. He'd been given the message, get out there and get this suggested. But for me, personally, any league, you can't say it's finished when there's 8 games to go. And I'll tell you why, Charlie, right? I'll tell you exactly why. Rangers have had a very weird 10 years. A very weird 10 years. Odd things have happened to us that we never expected. We've been in crises that were unprecedented in our history. That's kind of been our lives, really, for the last 10 years. And it would be very Rangers, I think, to have been totally out of form. Absolute garbage. League was sailing over the horizon. An outbreak that starts in China, like something out of the movies, shuts down football for months. We come back, beat Celtic in the first game, win our game in hand, beat Celtic in the next game, and they collapse and we win the league because of that. That seems to me like it would fit what would happen. But the idea that with two games against them to play, the gap's 13 points. We've got a game in hand and two games against them to play. The idea that we should just surrender any hope of winning the title, I think, is farcical.
Yeah, I can't understand it. I've been having this conversation at the minute, you know, obviously about Liverpool in the Premier League. Oh, 25 points, two-thirds of the season, Dan. Yeah, but they have not mathematically won it because City can still win it. It doesn't matter how far back they are. And how can we elect a champion and yet no relegation? A 22-team Premier League we're hearing. And the same for Celtic and Rangers. Neil Lennon coming out this week and obviously saying Celtic should be champions if the season can't be completed. Well, it's only 13 points. Rangers have a game in hand. We've seen, you know, bigger gaps come back from that. They still have to play each other twice, is it, David? This is far from over, is it?
Of course, absolutely. And again, if the season is completed, you know, Rangers will have the time to rest up. And as I mentioned earlier, I think that our players were struggling badly fitness-wise. So you never know. And hey, we could come back, Rangers could lose every game and Celtic could win every game, right? That could happen, absolutely. But we need to see. And for me, it's a case of if the season can't be completed, you void it. You just say, sorry, you know, exceptional circumstances, it didn't happen. If you then decide, however, even though I wouldn't like it, but if you said, well, we're awarding, you know, whatever you finished is where you finished, you need to do it right across the leagues. And everybody that affects, whether or not it was a team being promoted, whether or not that was a team being relegated, you cannot have this pick and mix solution where you try and appease as many clubs as you can. You can't do that. I also don't think people have quite realised, Charlie, just how much this is going to affect football. Clubs will go out of business. This is going to happen. The whole football landscape, if this keeps up for as long as some people suspect it will, is going to be radically altered. And to be having this argument at this point, and I get it because we need to, you know, fill in time and we've all got a lot more of that now and a lot less football to occupy it. But for me, I think that, you know, our priority is finish this league season. If by some miracle we're good to go again at the start of next season, or what would have been the start of next season, then you make the decision and you say we're either going to play the end of last season first and then we'll condense into a smaller season. Because then at least everybody knows at the start what it is and what they have to achieve. But what you can't do is just basically stop the race at a random point for whatever reason and start awarding trophies. It doesn't work like that. The other thing about it is I've heard people say that, well, it would be unfair. No, it would be unfortunate. Similarly, Liverpool, I feel nothing but sympathy for Liverpool if they weren't to win the title based on what they've done this season. But it wouldn't be unfair. Unfair suggests that a handicap has been placed by, say, the authorities, or other clubs have ganged up to do something, or you've been forced into a situation others haven't. That's unfair. This is just unfortunate. This is a different thing. It's something nobody saw coming. It's a horrible thing that's affecting the whole world. And therefore, you know, you might have to just suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up. And you mentioned there, David, I picked up on it saying, you know, it would be typical Rangers. The decade we've had this outbreak in China, just like a film, then Rangers go on and actually do something. Could we actually see from this bad situation that Rangers come back, reinvigorated, you know, re-energised, Gerrard's managed to take a step back, re-evaluate the team and what kind of wasn't working, and see a Rangers that maybe we saw in that first half of the season?
Exactly. We might. And we might not, but we need to know. We've got to finish the season to find out, because otherwise, then quite rightly, Celtic fans are saying, no, we've got 9 in a row. No, the most you would have had is 8 3/4, because it's not finished. If there were a couple of games to go, right, you know, the argument's strong, but there's basically a quarter of a season to go. And the idea that you can award prizes at this point are ludicrous. Because anything can happen in that length of time. We've got 9 games left to play, 27 points. Rangers could pick up all 27. Celtic could pick up, you know, 13 in that period, and we'd win the league. So I think that the idea that Rangers should simply roll over. The club, to be fair, have put out a statement saying, as far as they're concerned, the league either finishes or it's null and void. We either get these games in or it's null and void. And I think that's the fairest way to go. But we'll see what happens. As you said, we're very much at the start of this, and we'll need to wait and see what happens. But I don't think there's any great rush at this point. You know, we've got plenty of time. We've got this, you know, June the 30th, a little bit of breathing space. Let's all just calm down and see where we are in a month's time or whatever. But again, I do wonder if maybe in a month's time, as this, you know, the illness starts to affect more and more people in the UK, if arguments like this will go into the back burner for a bit, because as you mentioned earlier, there's a great quote by Arrigo Sacchi where he said, you know, football's not important, but it's the most important of the not important things. And that's kind of how I agree, but we can sometimes get a little carried away with just how important it is. At the moment, there are other things to focus on. But yeah, look, Celtic may well end up with this title, but they're going to have to either win it or fight for it, because we ain't handing it over and we ain't conceding it.
Yeah, I'm fully with you, David. I knew that was going to be the case, but I wanted to hear it from you. David, always good to be joined with you, even when we can't get our football and sporting fix. I got my Rangers fix tonight by having a chat with you. And more importantly, I'm glad you're well and everyone else is well. The family are all good. David Edgar there from the Heart and Hand podcast, as he always is, my co-host on the Rangers Fan Show. And you can join us. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. The Rangers Fan Show is always a firm fixture on Love Sport Radio.